Will I go to the garden alone? While the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses.
Afternoon. It is so great to see some familiar faces back and see some new faces here in worship today. Welcome. Welcome here at Desert Hills. It's a joy and pleasure to have you worshiping with us. If this is your first time worshiping with us, we invite you to stop by our welcome desk so we have a chance to greet you. We welcome you here in sanctuary and online this afternoon. My name is Mike Sager. I'm the senior pastor here at Desert Hills, and it's a joy again to have you worshiping with us. Thank you for all the prayers and thoughts. If you were here last weekend, you would have saw a picture of my son and now daughter-in-law. So my son got married 2 weeks ago, so we were gone up in Mesa doing that, and last week we shared a wedding picture of theirs. So thank you for all the prayers and thoughts during that transition in our life of bringing a new member into our family. One of the things that we do every time we gather here at Desert Hills for worship is we remind ourselves what we believe God is calling us to be about. So I invite you to join with me as we proclaim together our mission statement. Here at Desert Hills Lutheran Church, we celebrate grace. We make disciples who make a difference. May it be so in our lives each day. Some announcements coming for the week ahead. First of all, this Friday, October 13th at noon, we will be having a celebration of life for Ray Robinson here in the sanctuary. So we invite you to keep Kay and come and celebrate Ray's life. He was an important part of this service every weekend. So come and celebrate his life. But more importantly, hear the promises of God, not only to Ray, but to each of us in our lives. That's this Friday at noon. Pastor Craig's Coffee Chat, that is his new term now. So Craig's Coffee Chat is going to be October 10th. Tuesday at 9 a.m. at Madeira Sunrise. And we invite you to come and have some conversation with not only Pastor Craig, but with each of you. I know every time we do this, people say, I didn't know that person, or I wasn't aware that they went here. It is so nice to meet other people that come here to Desert Hills. So it's just a great way to meet and have conversation with those that maybe you don't yet know. So again, that's this Tuesday at 9 a.m. We are having a special food drive for Crossroads New Gallus Mission next weekend. The Social Concerns Ministry will be collecting rice and beans and canned goods for the mission. Bins will be in the Northwest Hallway, so we invite you to bring your items there. Please help make a difference by donating to help these men and women and children who come to the Crossroads Mission for a hot meal each day. So we can do that next weekend. New member class, if you're interested in learning more about Desert Hills or becoming a part of this community, we'll be having a new member class starting this Thursday, October 12th at 9:30 a.m. If you are interested, we invite you to call the church office so we make sure that we have enough material for everyone. But if for some reason at 9 o'clock on Thursday, you just feel the Spirit calling you to come, come and we'll get you material. And you can do this even if you're not quite sure. I mean, you're not making a commitment. This is dating. So come, hear about what we're doing. And at the end, you can decide if you want to keep going or how you want to do it. So this Thursday, 9:30 a.m. in the Fellowship Hall. And also another thing is taking place on October 20th. We are doing, once again, that small group ministry called Flourishing in the Third of Life. Next few weeks, we're going to be talking about that as part of our sermon series on flourishing, so you'll learn more about that. But this is an opportunity for you to be in a small group with other individuals and talking about how is God helping you flourish in your life and where are some of those obstacles we all face at times in our lives. So it's a great opportunity. It will begin again on Friday, October 20th, and it runs through December 1st. We do ask that you sign up at the church office because space is limited. So again, that will begin on October 20th. The men's breakfast. The men's breakfast tickets are on sale. You need to purchase your tickets by Monday the 16th. They are having a barbershop quartet. It's called Desert Transplants. They are an excellent barbershop quartet. So I invite you, all the men, pick up your tickets and come and hear some great music and some fellowship with other men here at Desert Hills. That will be on the 19th of this month. Those are our announcements here. Again, if you did not catch everything, there's several ways for you to know what's going on. One way is to pick up one of these sheets. It tells you what's happening each day here at Desert Hills. On the other side is the sermon summary along with the deeper question for today. You can also go to our website, dhlc.org, or always call the church office. We're more than happy to let you know what's taking place each day here at Desert Hills. We want to make sure you feel welcomed and are informed. We begin our worship this day with a time of prayer. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we are just so thankful for this opportunity to gather. Wherever we are in our life's journey, whether this is the first time we are here or this is part of our weekly routine, we know that we are welcomed by you. May we hear your promises. May we trust your love for us and for one another. And may we lift our voices and our hearts in praise and thanks for all that you have done. Bless us, whether we're here in sanctuary or online. May we feel your peace and your joy, and may we know your deep love for us, so that we may flourish wherever we are this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening song.
One, two, three, four.
walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. And hear my feeble plea. Oh Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Travel in the light divine that I may see the blessed way. Keep me that I may be wholly thine and sing redemption's song someday. I will be a soldier brave and true and ever firmly take a stand. As onward I go and daily meet the foe, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea. Oh Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. fear, leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Down in the valley, way down in the valley, where my Savior heard our feeble cry. Now we're back up on the mountain, way up on the mountain, drinking from a fountain that never will run dry. There was darkness all around us when the Savior found us, way down in the valley of despair. When we told him all our troubles, our joys then he doubled. We're way up on the mountain, rejoicing in his care. We were down in the valley, way down in the valley, when the Savior heard our feeble cry. Now we're back up on the mountain, way up on the mountain, drinking from a fountain that never will run dry. Never will run dry. We were down in the valley, way down in the valley, when the Savior heard our feeble cry. Now we're back up on the mountain, way up on the mountain, drinking from a fountain that never will run dry.
Please join in our litany, spoken responsively. Come, let us worship the Lord our God, who created us, gives us life, and calls us to flourish in his kingdom. Come, let us worship the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Come, celebrate the goodness of God and the blessings of his kingdom.
We come to be nourished by God's word and to be strengthened by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus said, unknown waves before me roll, hiding rock and treacherous shore. Chart and compass came from thee, Jesus, Savior, pilot me. Thou canst touch the ocean wild, boisterous waves obey thy will. When thou sayest to them, be still, wondrous sovereign of the sea. then while leaning on thy breast, and may I hear thee say to me, fear not, I will pilot thee.
Today's first scripture readings are from Psalms 92 and Jeremiah chapter 17. The psalmist proclaims in Psalm 92, "The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." And from the book of Jeremiah, the prophet states, "Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A tree planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Jesus is my captain, I shall not be moved. Jesus is my captain, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the water, I shall not be moved. On my way to glory, I shall not be moved. On my way to glory, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the water, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved, just like a tree planted by the water, I shall not be moved.
Today's second scripture reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Paul states, "So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he had committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who has no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Sisters and brothers in Christ, whether here in sanctuary or online, lean on the promises of God, and you will drink deeply from God's living water, so that you shall not be moved. Amen. Beginning this week and for the next 4 weeks, we are talking about flourishing where we are. And if you heard Psalm 92, when the psalmist proclaims to us and to the world, the righteous shall flourish like palm trees, like cedars of Lebanon, because they find their hope in the promises of God. That proclamation from the psalmist in Psalm 92 is the foundation for our conversations over the next several weeks. It is also the basis of that small group ministry that we're starting, Flourishing in the Third of Life. It's a reminder that we are called to flourish in all ages of our lives. Now, I know many of you have flourished throughout your lives. There have been times of great growth. There have been times of great success. But we live in a culture that looks at life, that there are only certain times of life that you flourish. And most of us are in that stage of life where the world looks at us and says, it's now time to stop. It's now time to just remember how you flourished. But now is not a time to flourish. It's a time to rest. But that's not how Scripture tells us. Scripture tells us that even in our old age, we will bear fruit, that we will flourish. Abraham having a child at 98. Moses leading his people out of Egypt when the years of his youth are long past. Zechariah and Elizabeth having John the Baptist. Over and over again in Scripture, we are reminded that there is no point in our journey of life when God does not and will not call us to flourish under the promises of God. That as people of faith, we believe every moment of our lives is an opportunity to flourish. And why can we flourish? Because we based our lives upon the promises of God, who promises us the strength, the blessing to flourish. We know flourishing is not a one-time event. It is an ongoing process. And though we have flourished in the past, we continue to trust and believe that we will flourish into the future because we find our strength in the promises and righteousness of God. If you listen to Psalm 92, you will notice that the psalmist uses two images to talk about what it means to flourish. One is the cedars of Lebanon. You saw a picture at the beginning of the service of a cedar of Lebanon. The cedar of Lebanon are one of the oldest cedar patches in the world. They have been around for over 5,000 years. The cedars of Lebanon were used by King Solomon to build the temple for God. The cedars of Lebanon were a sign and a promise to the people of Israel of God's strength, God's mortality, immortality, God's presence. The cedars of Lebanon have always been a sign to the people of Israel of God's faithfulness. These trees that can grow in barren land, but yet survive. The psalmist also uses the images of the palm tree, another familiar feature in Scripture in the land of Israel. The palm tree is a sign of what it means to flourish in God's kingdom. And what are the signs these palm trees give us? The first thing that this palm tree reminds us is that the palm tree needs support as it grows. When a palm tree is young, it is very fragile. It is easily damaged. If you ever seen anyone plant a palm tree in their yard, you will know that they put many braces around it to keep it strong until it has strong enough root system to support itself. It's fragile when it's young. It needs support. We will discover next week that as people of faith, we need support of each other. That relationships are critical to our thriving. Not only relationship with God, but with each other. We will discover not only in Scripture, but in science itself, that those who have strong relationships can weather the storms of life because they have the support they need when the winds and the rains and the storms come. The palm tree reminds us of that, that it needs support in order to grow. The palm tree reminds us that it needs to be cared for. If you ever had a palm tree, you know there's a lot of work shaving and trimming them every year. That if you let a palm tree grow without being trimmed, it oftentimes becomes a harbor of disease and animals that cause havoc. That you need to trim away that which is dying in order for the new growth to take place, for it to continue to thrive. And we'll be reminded that we are called to have our lives trimmed away of those things that keep us from growing. Those things that need to be put aside so that new growth can happen based upon the promises of God. The palm tree reminds us of flexibility. If you've ever seen a palm tree in a storm, you know, though other trees may fall, the palm tree seems to be able to sway back and forth, but yet remain planted. There's something unique about the palm tree that can sustain hurricanes and winds unlike most trees. It stays because it's flexible. It's able to sustain itself. We are called to be able to sustain ourselves in times of trouble. We'll talk about how remembering how God has been faithful in the past helps us to trust that God will be faithful today. That it's good to remind ourselves of those times in our lives that we were able to flourish, those times of our lives of great joy, so that we can trust that because we had those moments, we'll have new moments in the days ahead. We'll talk about how that is important. Not living in the past, but celebrating the past so that we can move forward trusting in the future. The psalmist reminds us of all that. The psalmist reminds us that those who are grounded in God will flourish at whatever age we find ourselves. That we are not into a point of slowing down. We are at a point of engaging in new ways. Though our bodies may not be what they once were. doesn't mean that God can't use you in some amazing ways. I've seen it. I've seen it among you. Those who have adapted and changed and continue to be a blessing with the new resources that they have. Because they trust that God continues to use them. That life still has a purpose for them. That life is meant to be lived each day, each moment. This gift of God to flourish. To flourish in the righteousness of God, which is God's gift to us. When we trust what God in Jesus has done for us and for the world. We flourish. We flourish in ways the world can't understand. We continue to find meaning and purpose in a world that tells us that our lives are over. We discover that our lives have just begun. Because each day is a new day in Christ. Each day we are a new creation. Like Paul reminds us in Corinthians. The old has passed away and the new has begun. And we trust that promise. That today is a new day. Today is a day for us to flourish. So I invite you to join us the next several weeks as we look at how we are called to flourish, how God promises to flourish in your life. And if you would like to dig a little deeper in that, I invite you to take the small group time and spend some time in conversation about how you can experience God's grace and flourish where you are today. But for today, I invite you to think about this dig deeper question. How can trusting in God's promises help you? Help you flourish in your stage of life today? What would it mean for you to trust that you are a new creation? To trust that God's not done with you yet. That God has a purpose for you. That God wants you to flourish, to grow, to experience life in its fullest today, in this stage of your life. How may that help you to live today, planted firmly in the promises of God's love? Amen.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let the praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Promises I cannot fail, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises.
Together, let us affirm our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate and was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We will now have the gathering of offerings.
Give you silver or gold, or that you would never feel the fire or shiver in the cold. But I did say you never walk through this world alone. And I did say don't make this world your home. Said that fear wouldn't find you in the night, or that loneliness was something you'd never have to fight. But I did say I'd be right by your side, and I did say I'll always help you. Cause you know I made a promise that I intend to keep. My grace will be sufficient in every time of need. My love will be an anchor that you can hold on to. This is the promise. This is the promise I made to you. I never said that friends would never turn their backs on you, or that the world around you wouldn't see you as a fool. But I did say, like me, you'll surely be despised. And I did say, my ways confound the wise. I didn't say you'll never taste the bitter kiss of death, or have to walk through chilly Jordan just to interest. But I did say I'd be waiting right on the other side, yeah. And I did say I'll dry every tear you cry. Sing with all the angels and the countless multitude. This is the promise. This is the this be your light, that hell can separate us, and you're gonna make it through. This is the promise, this is the promise I made to you. This is the promise, this is the promise I've made to you.
Hear the words of the psalmist from Psalm 113. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. Let us pray. Almighty God, we come this day to give you our thanks, our prayers, our gifts of time, and the ability to proclaim your good news to a world that is in need of your word of hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We pray for those who have recently died, including Shirley Larson, Sheila Westrich, and Shirley Beach. O Lord, receive them into the arms of your eternal love. We pray that you would be with their family and friends who grieve. May they always know the resurrection and the peace that passes all human understanding. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. New to the prayer list is Mary Lehman, Ed Sandin, and Miriam Burt. Leaving the prayer list with thanksgiving for healing is Terry Clayton. We pray for all who continue to be on our prayer list and for those who we know to be in special need of your care and compassion. We now silently pray to bring our own cares and concerns before you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We come before you with grateful hearts, seeking your guidance and blessings. We ask that you grant us the strength and wisdom to flourish in all aspects of our lives, helping us to grow in faith, love, and compassion. May we be a source of light and hope to those around us. Give us the courage to face challenges with grace and perseverance. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. God of hope, draw us closer to you each day so that we might flourish in our spiritual lives. Fill our hearts with your love and peace as we seek your will and follow your path. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. compassionate God, we pray for those in need, for the sick people, for those who are hospitalized, for the lonely, and for all those who are experiencing life's challenges and struggles. Give them your strength and healing. Comfort those who grieve, and reassure all those who doubt your presence in their lives. Guide and bless all those who provide aid and comfort, especially the caregivers who walk beside them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. God, you are faithful and true. You always keep your promises. You have promised us eternal life, and we rejoice in your salvation and hope. By your compassion, we surrender our lives to your transformation and your guidance. Grant us the wisdom to love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Let us join our voices together as we pray the prayer that Jesus has taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Once again, we hope the service was a blessing to you. And if this is your first time worshiping with us, please stop by our welcome desk. But I want you to know, wherever you are in life, may you flourish by the grace and peace of God. Now we see the blessing of God this day. May we who are rooted in Christ's love, grounded in faith, and called to be a blessing, continue to flourish in God's kingdom. We do this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to please stand if you're able for our ascending song.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the waters. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself. You can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Every time I look into the holy book, I want to tremble. When I read about the part where the carpenter cleared the temple, for the buyers and the sellers were no different fellas than what I profess to be. And it causes me shame to know I'm not the one that I should be. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the waters. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. By putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee, taught me how to pray before I reach the age of 7. And when I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm close to heaven. Daddy lived his life with 8 kids and a wife.
Live each moment in the promises of God and the power of God's love. We will live and we will flourish. Amen.